You know what I fear most?
What?
I'm in this box for 24 hours and no one comes by. No one donates. It's a record low number. And we disappoint the kids because I'm in the box and no one cares if I'm in the box. Like, because people are like, well, he deserves it. Like, he should be in there. Yeah. So we can move on now. It's done.
People want AJ.
People do want AJ in this box.
They want you more.
For the suffering.
Well, no.
The suffering is not a spirit of giving.
Well, good for your suffering.
You know, the kids are going to go without because I was in the box this year. I understand.
In the box, we have nothing. You people, what was wrong with you? No, I am a rock.
Please, Papa. Can AJ go back to the box, Papa?
Daddy, AJ was in there and actually have a toy.
Daddy, can we have AJ in the box, please? Daddy,
we need to do over.
But honey, he's coming back from cancer. But I want toys.
I don't care.
My porridge is cold.
It's about me.
It's like the number 5 bus. You know. It's like,
what?
But what about me? Who's going to walk me down the aisle? Who's going to buy me toys?
Who will get me toys when I have none?
It's that blue Christmas from the Rankin and Bass Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas.
No, I think this is a well-deserved thing that I'm in the box. AJ can't do it this year, so.
You're going to kick ass. Kick ass. People are going
to
bring.
You know, you're sitting in a box, you're listening to music. You know, we were talking to veterans yesterday. It's like, get over it. You know, like, I'm fine. It's mild discomfort compared to what our veterans have gone through, the families have gone through.
Yes.
I'm not worried about that. That's not what I'm wussing out about. I'm like worried about I come out of this. This would really just ruin my holiday if I come out of this box with just a fraction of what we've done in the past. Because then it would be like, okay, great. I got a lot of pictures taken of me and I got on social media. And I was on Channel 3, but it actually hurt the kids. It didn't help the kids. So that's my big fear. So when people are asking me, are you stressing out? I am, but it's for that reason.
Oh.
Not because I'm going to be sitting in a box, you know, for a day.
That's really been on your mind.
It's the toys. Like, if we don't... I just...
Money and toys, people.
I think people, AJ, you know, like, we could have had T-shirts printed... Poor AJ, because I heard that so many times in my life. Like, you guys are really mean to him. You guys give him a hard time. Poor AJ. And then when you're in the box, it's like, oh my God, like, this guy hasn't endured enough this year. They're going to stick him in a box. Remember the year you were 2 weeks out of major surgery. You were still bleeding from your wound.
Yep.
And you were in the box, and it was freezing cold.
And my underwears.
That motivates.
We took his pants away.
Did we?
Yeah, it was a T-shirt.
Was it surgery year?
Yeah.
Phil, can you fact check that?
It was the last time AJ did the box solo.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep.
I remember wiping the blood.
He does.
I remember wiping the blood with a Dunkin' Donuts napkin.
There were, I think, 7 people in a meeting looking at AJ being like, you don't have to do this.
That's right.
But it's for the children. Oh, yeah. In my underwear on a metal chair.
But you raised a tremendous amount of money.
That was a huge year.
Huge year.
It was a huge year.
But even just over time, all the times you've done it. It's a lot of money that's come in.
6 years.
Yeah.
6 years.
So,
you're going to kick ass, man. You're going to kick ass.
Well, I'm just sitting there. How do I motivate people to donate? You know?
See, Toys for AJ gets it. You three are the hostage. Do what he say.
Oh, that might be something. If we don't raise a certain amount of money in cash and toys, AJ gets slip. Go.
Oh, Jesus. Wait.
A corporate
restructuring. No, physical harm.
Ruth, what do you think of that?
I think that's terrible.
Good. Okay. Good. Good. This is exactly what we need.
A person laughing?
This is what we need. We need people saying, oh, man, that would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Especially this time of year.
Merry Christmas, AJ. Here's your box of stuff.
Paying all those
bills.
Well,
you know, with all the layoffs going on.
Sitting on my broken chair here in my studio. Broken ass chair over here.
Can you play your Bad Idea Island sounder for that one?
You know someone imagine writing this down right now, right?
Matt on the road. Matt on the road called. He couldn't hold. He was like, You should get for entertainment purposes a TV screen that shows on a loop him running from the bees. I was like, we've never seen it. He's like, waiting. No, I know. He's like, you got to have it playing so that people will come and pay for it.
Wow. Right. Well, we got calls to take here.
Like a pay-per-view.
Chaz and AJ.
Oh, everybody's laughing. Okay. It's Nancy from Long Island.
Oh, hey, Nance.
We'll stop laughing
now. Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog.
Hey, what's going on?
I was just in the middle of a show. What are you doing?
I know you were. But I actually got to work and I found your 99.1 on my iPhone. And I said, let me try to call them because I wanted to just briefly tell you something about BBs.
Why do I think it's not going to be briefly? But go ahead. Are you supposed to be watching like famous celebrity children right now?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I'm taking care. Oh, I'm. Oh, you, am I watching? No, they're eating breakfast. I just made them waffles and bacon, and they're eating breakfast. Huh. And they told me to get out of the room because the radio was too loud.
That's great.
So I was like, hot diggity dog. I said, okay, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. So I'm
these
in
kids
there
are old enough to eat on their own, right? Like there's no choking hazard here?
No.
Okay.
No. Like 20.
That would be horrible.
I know the Heimlich maneuver. Okay.
But you're not in the room with them.
You made them
waffles. That's an air passage clogger.
And bacon.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Boys, I'm on the radio. Are you? Tell them, say good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I giving you food that makes you choke to death? No.
Having them talk while eating is also very safe.
No.
What's that? What?
No, go ahead, Nance. All right, they sound safe.
I just went into like three rooms away where the kitchen is to let you know that they're not dying. Okay. So I just wanted to let you know, I wanted to call this morning, but I couldn't. Okay, I'm going to go really fast. My brother and his best friend shot me in the neck with three BBs.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I'm wondering why. Why would they do that?
No. You know why you said that, because you don't like me.
I like you. I have a lot of fun when you call in. I'm just having fun.
Oh, you just know that I'm a blabbermouth, but that's okay. You're a blabbermouth. But anyway, so they shot me three times in the neck, and I grew up in Lebanon. Let me tell you something. Okay. In the neck, I had to go to the hospital, as the kids say, hospital. And
Because they're choking on waffles, but go ahead.
Hospital.
They're saying hospital. Hospital. Why are you saying it like that? Hospital. Hospital.
Universal choke sign. Universal choke sign.
Waffle.
Because when I work for people, they are celebrities or doctors. And one of them I worked for a doctor, but then the kid used to say, my Baja works at the hospital. But anyway, this is the
story. Shut the neck. What happened?
I had to have three BBs removed from my neck because they were in my esophagus. So if you think and we're talking about when I was 9 years old, and I'm not telling you how old I am, but I am old enough to have a great grandson.
Didn't stop you from talking, though.
No,
it keeps it going.
Keep it going, baby. We don't have to do the show. You could do it for us. And listen, they took three BBs out of my, and also they shot me in the finger, and there's still a BB in there, and I could send you a picture.
Oh, I believe you.
BB finger.
I know people who still have BBs implanted in them.
I'm telling you something. It's not a joke, guys. It's not a joke. When you were talking about, like, you know, I don't even remember what you said. But anyway, you were talking about how, like, it's not.
You really, not truly like made breakfast for someone today.
I have. It's probably on the floor. But all I could say is I wanted to call, and I couldn't because I had to be at work. But now they're eating, you really, and nobody's
helping. Can I ask you something, Nance?
Yes.
Are you really? Because you told us a few weeks back who these kids are. They belong to two very famous people. Are you kidding with us? Or
I swear on the life of my grandson, Elijah, who is in college now.
Okay.
And you were talking, because I tried to get in to get the roommate story. And whoever said somebody doesn't flush, give him a prize.
All
because
right.
my grandson's like, he's a pig. But
how old is he?
He's 30. Actually 16, but he's
I gotta go.
Nance,
we gotta go. You gotta check in on these kids.
They're right here. They're right here playing Legos now.
All right, well, listen,
standing on them.
All right, we're gonna be doing dumbass news next. And it's,
Just give me a hint.
I gotta keep moving. I gotta keep moving.
I gotta pay for this.
My job is to keep things moving forward.
Nothing weird.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
Thank you, Chris.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Look, kids, it's AJ.
Run, kids, it's Nancy, run.
I'm making waffles.
She's making breakfast.
A battle between an adult and a toddler on an airplane sets off the internet. This is one of Ruth's favorite stories. I don't believe she likes children. She loves animals.
We're kindred spirit.
But not a big fan of kids.
Hmm.
And she had Austin sit next to her on a long flight.
Behind her.
Behind me.
Behind her.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Kicking your seat, right?
Right.
Hey, table up and down.
She wanted to kick his ass.
Ugh.
Okay, and so this is a flashback of that. So what happens in this clip?
So the first clip, so there's a guy and he's filming. He's at the window seat and he's trying to keep the shade down. And this kid in front of him wants to put the window the shade back up.
But it's the guy's shade.
It's
right?
His. Right. It's his personal
so the kid
space.
Is reaching
he can do
back.
What he wants with it. Yes. And this little hand just comes around and just starts. Oh.
Oh.
I'm so.
Oh,
it infuriated me. It filled me with rage. Flames Good on the job. Side of my face. I'm just. I can't.
Ruth in the box next year with eight kids.
God, wow.
I don't hate kids. Just some of them.
Just the bratty ones.
Just the bratty ones.
All right.
Right, right. The ones who are awake. Yeah.
Back.
He keeps reaching back. Eventually, the guy just holds the shade down.
He just holds it down. Like, no, kid, it's over.
No, it's not over, though. Because then the kid comes over the seat and starts putting his hands all over the screen on his in his chair just to mess with him. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, a taser only sounds bad.
What did you call it?
The Taser Jr.
Taser Jr.
It's got half the juice of an adult one. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay.
And put like a Disney character on it.
Like a play school thing. It's like big. And
Taser Jr.
I hate to fact check AJ on his own idea, but it was Taser for Tots.
I like
well,
that.
Well, there's been different variations. Taser Tots, Taser Jr.
Different size kids.
On the shut up kid.
It shows the range of kid you could hit with it.
2+.
Right. Yeah, right. For bigger kids.
Like those dog collars. They have the dog collars and they show you the size of the dog between here and here.
Right.
And then the bigger ones is like between this range.
It's a training device.
Right. Yeah, one's a taser pacifier. It's great.
How did the internet fall with this? Were they on the guy's side?
So. A lot of them were, but then there were other people that were actually defending the kids, saying, oh, the child should have the joy of looking out the window and
look out your own window.
Right.
Yeah, pay for a seat.
Yes.
This is these are the time. This is when the kid needs to learn.
Yes. Yeah.
That there are consequences to bad behavior. The parents are clearly not going to do it. We should all be armed with air horns. Can you imagine blasting that kid right in the face with an air horn? When he starts coming over, it's like, whoop!
Or they should have a dummy kid that they shoot out of the plane.
Oh, kind of like, all right, here's a warning.
Yeah, that feels like a scene from Naked Gun.
That could be you.
There goes a kid.
So what? They
open look out the window now, kid.
They open a door, or is it like a mail slot?
Like it's like a slot, yeah.
Okay, so it's
the kid goes like the thing you have at the bank. Yes.
You put the kid in the tube and like boom, right. Boom.
And then you get to see the kid.
All right, kids, if you're listening, we generally like good kids, and you're good kids. Okay,
right.
You all this listening, you're a good kid. It's these other kids.
Right.
Riding on airplanes is hard for everybody.
And, yeah, and we're just having fun here.
You don't need to make it more difficult for us.
You'll be safe at the box.
Yeah. This is tons of fun. Yeah. Yes.
And then there's another clip. So it wasn't enough for Ruth to send this story. She's like, oh, and look at this one. And there's a second one, right? What's happening in this?
So this is the little brat that's kicking the guy sitting next to him. Kicking.
Right. He's in the seat right next to
him.
In the middle seat. The guy's in the window seat.
Yeah.
And this kid is like putting his feet with his shoes on all over this guy.
I don't know how the man just sat there drinking his little tiny cup of coffee and just let this happen. I don't understand.
Because he paid for it.
Yeah. And you can see the mom is like, reaches in like mid shot to like grab the kid, but not doing nearly enough.
Mm-mm.
That's enough. Wow.
Okay, I get it. It's a little kid, you know, it's a baby, and they don't really understand, but at least stop your kid from kicking the person. Like, this falls on the parents.
And the guy's doing nothing about it?
He's smiling, and he's the one making the recording.
Like, ooh, I'm going to get a
lot okay.
Of
so he paid.
This.
So he paid for it.
I know. I heard that joke the first time.
I enjoyed this.
You want to do it again?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Man, make sure you guys pay attention.
I understand you can't control kids. They have big feelings. They have big emotions, and they act out sometimes. But like when you hear kids screaming in a grocery store or something, and it's just screaming and screaming
you got to shut them down.
It's you know half an hour of a kid screaming. You're like, dude. Please
get something.
This kid out
be
of
a
here.
Parent.
Like, yeah.
Be an adult. Save us all.
I don't remember ever being able to do that for an extended period. Like, if I had a tantrum, I was usually taken out pretty quickly.
Yep. You know, well, that was old school, you know?
Yeah.
You would be like, I remember my brother and I were like, we were at a funeral, like a wake in Brooklyn. This is a long time ago. We're kids and we're running. We don't know where we are.
Yeah, yeah. Don't understand.
And we start running around and making fun. And my grandmother rounds the corner and looks at us. And just the look shut us down. We knew a look can stop you dead in your tracks.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then my father came out. And then there was the talk. Like, you know, the talk. This is your last
morning. My father was the enforcer.
Yeah.
And then, my mother was always the one who, if you wanted something, you'd ask my mother.
But I think
my dad would be like, oh, yeah, you're going to box next.
I think what we're really learning here is if we want to have Ruth fail a job interview, start bringing up how would you, that would be great. Like, Ruth should apply for a job at a daycare.
They'll hire her.
I love kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. That's a bit. Put her in a daycare for like a day.
We found
daycare for a day and just see how she does.
Maybe.
That's her box. We're counting down to the box.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 on. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you bringing with you? Are you packing
toothbrush.
Stuff?
Toothbrush, toothpaste.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Okay.
Toothbrush, toothpaste.
A flat Channel 3 coat.
Huh?
It's a big puffy coat just in case I get cold. I hate being cold.
Yeah, beware, yeah.
Channel 3 coat.
And I'm bringing my light Burberry jacket because if I'm going to be in a box for 24 hours, I want to be there in style.
Like nice.
So he's bringing two coats.
Right. I'm bringing two coats.
Two coats? Yeah.
One lighter, one heavier.
That's it?
Earplugs.
Not allowed.
Oh, that's not allowed?
Not allowed.
Go.
Damn it.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let's put earplugs on the list, and then what we'll do is when we raise a certain amount of money, the earplugs
go. That's a great idea.
We need to motivate people to donate.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea. All right, so there will they be provided? I don't have to bring them?
I'll bring them. I have brand new earplugs. I forgot why Jennifer bought them for me.
Okay.
Maybe so I don't know.
He'll bring them. He's got great used earplugs.
Foo Fighters. That was it.
Just use cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And I know this is crazy, but I'm bringing my Christmas cards with me.
You're going to write your Christmas cards while you're there?
They're 100% done. All I have to do is the labels, the stamps, the return addresses on the envelopes, and write on the cards, like, who it's going to, love, Scott. So I'm going to do, and I got 175 cards.
Nice.
So I got 24 hours to kill. I'm doing some Christmas cards.
That's good. That's good.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And you're going to help.
Oh, good. I love it.
You lick the stamps.
I love
it.
Stamp liquor.
Yeah. Stamp liquor.
All right, here's some of the things that we're bringing into the box with us.
Okay.
I'm bringing a DVD player.
Okay.
So we can watch movies.
It's a wonderful
life. Oh, excellent. Can I play my John Denver CD on that?
We have to listen to that.
That Barbie song. That's true.
I don't think that's what it's. That's not the title.
Yeah.
I was going to sing Christmas for Cowboys, but I guess I won't. All in the saddle, we spend Christmas Day. Ours is the snow in a wide open plain.
I packed a couple of movies that we wouldn't be able to listen to, but we could run and watch.
What are they, like Charlie Chaplin movies, silent?
One is Scarface. You like Scarface?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, that's good for the kids that come by.
Yeah, the kids, kids love Scarface.
Especially the chainsaw scene.
I have a DVD with a comedy double feature, Arthur and Arthur 2.
Oh, I love Arthur.
Arthur 2.
If you get caught between the noon and New York City.
Or the moon.
That's close,
That's Christopher Cross.
Yeah, he sings the theme.
Yes.
The movie Sideways.
Why do you have that?
I don't know.
I will not try.
I just went into a box of DVDs in my cellar.
I would have never picked that movie for you ever.
No,
ever.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's a good movie.
I would not think you would ever be into it.
Yeah. It's in my box of DVDs.
Okay.
Nice. Are people going to leave us alone? Like, you know, or are they going to be constantly? AJ, what's your experience? Do they constantly
They bang the glass like you're a fish in an aquarium.
That will come to an end really quick, really fast.
Oh yeah, no. Someone's constantly trying to get your attention.
Oh God!
I'm hoping that's true.
Yeah.
So time goes by, right?
Yeah, I think Scott, people were willing to pay to get us in the box. I don't know if they're willing to pay now and donate now. So we looked it up online. AJ, where were we like a day out from the box when you went in last?
The latest one was like around 50.
No. Follow me.
Okay, follow me.
A day before you went in, where do you think like your numbers were, the donations?
A day before.
Never mind.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Following you.
Like the Wednesday before you went in, where do you think the donations were?
Like zilch, like almost nothing.
Oh, really? I disagree with that. I think you had a couple thousand before you even got in.
Do we have any money going in?
Yes. You want to hear the number?
Yeah, let's hear it.
$192.83.
Okay, that's better than nothing.
Okay.
Because they want to do it in person.
That's better than a kick in the head. Which I might be getting after you spend 24 hours in a box with me.
So we got the DVD player. We got a bar cart, which, by the way, was supposed to be a surprise, but thanks to Brown Roofing.
No. Okay, then.
Very good.
We have a martini bar.
Nice.
Oh, my God, how awesome.
Pillows, blankets, hand sanitizer.
Oh, beautiful.
You'll need it.
Breath mints.
You'll need it.
Need that.
Espresso machine.
Nice.
Hats, gloves, heater, chairs, nice. Coats.
I was able to dig up some hand warmers. Actually, I should give credit to Tristan. Ooh. He found them. So there's hand warmers like those. You squish the pouch and it gives you some heat.
Yeah.
So you got those too.
Yep.
Put them in my my shirt.
Underwears.
I was going to say something else, but.
Right. Right.
Got to keep my job.
The yep. Pause.
Right.
Said, told us what you were thinking.
Spoke volumes.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
So we're going to put dollar numbers on these. So in other words, if we raise $10,000, the DVD player goes away.
AJ, how much did you raise last year? Do you remember after you came out of the box?
I didn't do last year.
So last year,
sorry.
We had a number of people go in for 2 hours at a time.
That's right. I remember that. Right.
The year before that, what did you raise?
I was around 50.
$50,000?
No.
That was the bleeding year, yeah.
The bleeding year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was
I was
the
still
red
bleeding
box.
From the surgery.
Yeah.
And they took away everything. I was my underwears and a T-shirt. That's it.
Oh, that's right.
And I had to raise money to get clothes and stuff, a heater. I was sitting on a metal chair in my underwears.
And it was cold.
Oh my God. Right.
He's on even television with no pants on going, please, please.
There's a picture of me,
pants.
Yes. There's a picture of me. Yeah, my blue boxers, yeah.
Let me tell you.
T-shirt.
Let me tell you something. Scott Haney will not be taking his pants off.
No. No.
No.
Even the folks at Gitmo said that's cruel.
Yeah.
AJ special.
Yeah, we're keeping it TV friendly.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming. All the shows, the evening shows, the morning shows, they're going to be there.
Yeah, and we'll be on 24 hours on PLR. So
twice you will be.
Yeah, after 10 o'clock, we go off the air, but we'll be calling in twice an hour.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then we come back on at 6 to do the full show.
Excellent.
I just hope people donate. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, come on, help us out here. People. We're people who need people. We're the luckiest people in the world.
And where's this going?
Kevin from Brown Roofing just texted. There's a mini fridge going in there, too.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I could bring my turkey. I'm bringing turkey.
It's filled with nips.
Sandwiches.
All right, mini fridge. We'll put a dollar amount on that, too.
All right.
I got to get my Sharpie in line. I got to get everything. I got to get my cards all ready. Everything ready.
Scott said his pants aren't coming off, and I feel like that's going to be now a thing.
Yeah.
No, that's not good now.
Yeah, that'll be shut down.
In about 6 seconds.
Yeah, all Way of a sudden, Scott's not coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just say it's a brief report.
All right. Let me take one, and then I'll let Scott go. Tom in Stratford.
Yeah, I think you guys should wear Barbie outfits, and then every time somebody donates some money, you guys get to take them off.
You know, I think I might have a Ken outfit.
Nice.
Let me think. No.
No, 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 no,
I
no.
am not dressing. Wait a minute. If we raise a certain amount of money, if we get to a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Then you get to take each piece of clothes off.
All right. Is that a problem in this? Wait, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you people?
What's wrong with you people? Exactly.
Is that a problem in this day and age? Like if I dress as Barbie, if we raise a certain amount of money?
It's for money.
I don't even know what people get upset about.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean? Like that picture can go and people don't understand it, you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And grinder.
We got to be careful. We're just trying to get some toys here. We're not trying to get in trouble.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're trying to do here.
Okay. So you're bringing earplugs. We'll put a dollar amount on that. So as we raise money, these items in the box with us will disappear.
No, you're going to bring the earplugs. I don't have them.
I'm bringing. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm bringing earplugs.
Earplugs.
Calling Jennifer later to make sure you're on top of your game.
You just put cork in your ears.
Scott, thanks again for doing this, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, what's the address?
Oh, it's Crabtree Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven.
It's New Haven?
Yeah. Yeah. It's of New Haven, but it's in East Haven. Don't ask me. It's on Frontage Road.
Frontage Road in East Haven.
Yes.
You can't miss it. It's off 95.
And I have to tell
you. What exit, do you know?
50-something.
50, 51?
All right, Frontage Road in East Haven.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to get 50.
And it's Crabtree.
Yeah.
Chevrolet and Lexus. Hold on, let me Google this. Crabtree, yes. Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. Let's see.
Hi, I'm Bobby Crabtree.
Hey, Bobby Crabtree.
There you go, see?
Love Bobby.
He's good people.
Yeah, good dude. Good guy.
He is good people.
655 Main Street, East Haven.
655 Main Street, East Haven. I will see you at about 8:30 tomorrow.
All right, great. Don't go to the box because we're going to do a whole. We have an entrance.
Oh, I'm actually. Trust me. You think I'm? You think I'm getting there any earlier?
All right, AJ. The box tomorrow at this time. I'll be driving to it.
Yes, you will.
99.1 PLR. Chaz and AJ in the morning. You said. Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will, and you will.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about how do we get people motivated to raise money. Now, I understand people were motivated last year. It's like, it's his turn. He's going in.
Right. Yeah.
And thank you for those donations last year. But now, how do we raise money this year?
Well, I know the element of suffering always is a motivator. When they had me going in that that bucket truck, I never saw money climb so high, so fast.
And that was not to suffer. That was to save you from it, correct?
At the end, yeah. After I freaked out, then it became a saving effort. So we switched gears.
Right, because we're like, people don't want to pay to hear this.
Right.
It's a little bit more brutal than we thought.
Exactly right. Yeah, everybody's like, ooh. So we switched gears. But, I mean, that type of element is something where, like, it's something you really don't want to do or maybe be afraid of will definitely motivate folks
to. There's not
going to
be any stunts. We're not going to make
stunts,
it.
No.
No.
No stunts, no. But, I mean, how do you feel about a tarantula in the box?
Yeah, you're not going to do the bees, right?
The bees. Right, no bees. No, no, no bees. No bees.
Yeah, yeah, if we raise $10,000, we dump a batch of angry bees in the box.
Right.
The bees.
Murder hornets.
Not the bees.
Not the murder hornets. They're ripping my flesh.
Everyone outside just like, yay.
The kids would like, be so happy. God bless us, everyone.
What about throwing water balloons at the box for a price?
Right. Paintballs.
Paintball.
I think there's too much gear around.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And the box, I mean, as strong as it is, well, we have a list of items, right? And who was it who said, hey, you should put numbers on each item and people can specifically buy the item out?
I don't remember. It was a good idea, though.
Chef Jim,
Long Island.
Chef
Jim, that was
Long
it.
Island, yes.
So here are some of the items we have in the box. Where the hell did I put my list?
Here it is. Fit in that box.
DVD player.
Right.
Bar cart, martini bar, pillows, blankets, sanitizer, breath mints, espresso machine, hats, gloves, heater, chairs, coats, mini fridge. I think the mini fridge will be right outside the box.
Maybe.
But still awesome.
Yeah.
Earplugs. Oh, we have a new dollar amount, AJ.
Oh, yeah?
For what's been donated so far.
Okay, what do you got?
$312.19.
All right, we're heading there. 19 mm-hmm. cents.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. What's one of the good
I like that it's random.
Receipt? Yeah. That is funny, yeah. 19 cents. Like, who don't?
Megan from Kinky Camp texted and said she would be willing to do free paddling or flogging on Chaz or Scott.
Oh,
if a dollar a month. Yeah, that would be a different Chaz and AJ in a box.
Right.
That would not be this particular one.
Oh, paddling. I mean, paddling is just being spanked.
Just bring the box right over to the Kinky Camp. I'm sure they got right. a lot of uses for it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. But thank you for that idea. There's no bad ideas here.
She's thinking, yes.
Yes. She's trying to help.
But some kind of act like that, like something, you know, reach a certain amount and something happens to one of you.
I know you keep saying that and I keep acting like you're not saying it.
Thank you.
Wayne in West Haven.
I was wondering, hello?
Hey, what's happening, Chaz? I got a good one for you.
All right.
At a certain level, the chairs come out of the box and they're replaced by a love seat. Chaz and Scott sitting cheek to cheek on the love seat.
Or the wow. seats are just, I know what you're picturing, but I think we'll be so cold that I won't mind sitting very close to him and he won't mind it either.
Yeah.
But I think that just the removal of the chairs is a good one. Like at a certain yeah, dollar amount, you can just yep. buy the chairs out or whatever.
Yep. Because that's the most comfortable.
Thank you, Wayne. Would it be too complicated if we do items that, as we raise more money, certain items come out, and then other items have particular prices on them that you could actually buy.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, the folks who want to donate $5 or $10 can participate. It's a team effort. We're trying to get to a certain amount to get that thing out.
Uh-huh.
But also the people who are blessed can say, I'm going to buy those chairs out of there right now.
Right.
What do you think, Ruth? You like it?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not too complicated?
Nah.
That wasn't convincing.
Piece of cake.
Nah.
Nah.
Ed in East Haven?
No, Chaz, that idea sounds great. It's like going to an eBay auction, buy the product outright or bid on it. Great
oh,
idea.
Oh, yeah. I like yeah. that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great idea. Okay. Great idea. But you just said there's no bad ideas, but I'm going to give you one.
Oh.
What if we take Crane Works and we suspend you guys up over the parking lot?
There's no floor.
Oh, man.
Well, we could change that. There's pallets.
Yeah.
We got a couple of these cheaply made pallets. Put them right under.
Sounds safe. Sounds safe to me. Right. We'll just paint the bullseye on the floor just in
yeah,
case.
Let's do this. Listen, let's hover the box over 95. Sorry,
Ed. Bring it up there like birdcage. It'd be great.
Talk. Oh, yeah, like a birdcage.
Just okay. watch that 6:30 a.m. flight coming in.
Yeah, those flights do come in real close.
They do.
All right, thank you, Ed. Did I say there were no bad ideas?
You did, originally. Mm.
That's a rough idea. Yeah.
It's Chaz and Scott in a box starting 24 hours, 34 minutes from right now.
Who's counting?
At Crabtree Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. We're going into the box built by Brown Roofing. We want to thank Arts Television and Appliance for their help. Jim in Brewster, New York.
Yeah, I got an idea. Every time you hit a certain level, you squirt a thing of fart spray in the box. Next level you hit,
oh, nice.
Two squirts. Third level you hit, three squirts.
Okay.
Yeah, let's watch them squirm.
I just, skunk. Yeah.
Farts in the box, classic.
We do have fart spray. I could just let you know that.
No, oh, thank you.
Why? What are you doing with fart spray?
Ruth already has it.
Jim wants to know what you're doing with fart spray, Ruth.
It was in a dumbass news story a while back, and I was like, I should order that.
I think she uses it on children.
Yes, she does.
I think for Halloween.
I haven't yet, but
every kid that rang her doorbell on Halloween, she just sprayed in the face with fart spray.
Right.
Probably worse than me.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Nice.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi, good morning. What about the shock collar? How many times has AG done that, even on the show? Like a million times.
We all have
shock collar.
We all have.
Yeah.
All right, let me write that one down, shock collar. I just wonder, that doesn't seem television friendly, shock collar. Right. But we could do that kind of thing when they're not broadcasting. Right. And just in front of kids, don't you think that's, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Firecrackers.
Okay.
What's that, AJ?
How about throwing a pack of firecrackers?
In the box at
That'd
night.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, hilarious.
So we're looking to motivate people to donate tomorrow or now. I think the number just went up, AJ. It started at like $139.
Something
it went
like that,
to $312.19.
Yep.
We're at $433.10 now.
I can't with the 10 cents.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have like a CBS receipt.
Nurse Diane.
Yes. Hello.
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 Hello. I'm thinking games. What if you had musical chairs? Or
not much room in there.
You know, like, or you have to get up and dance the last one. But then the music stops and you're still dancing.
Oh, okay.
Or betting on games like Monopoly. You've got plenty of time to play games.
Okay, so games. All right.
You could hit the Macarena.
Right.
You could, play Battleship or whatever. And
how do we turn that into money?
Yeah.
They have to bet on who wins.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Right.
All right, I just wrote it down. Diane, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks for being a nurse.
You're welcome.
Not easy.
Do a little parlay on the games?
No. You know, officially the building hasn't picked the charities we're going to be working with for the toy drive this year. But, you know, Shay with the Boys and Girls of the Lower Naugatuck Valley has been a part of the toy drive for many, many years. Hey, Shay.
How you doing today?
This is better than I'll be doing tomorrow at this time.
Right.
And I think you're going to do great.
Friday.
Yeah. Piece of cake.
It's going to be a long day, but it's worth it.
We're trying to figure out how to motivate people to make donations tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I have some motivation for you.
Okay.
Okay.
We serve a lot of kids at the Boys and Girls Club, and a lot of our kids are doing really well, and their parents are doing really well. But we have 6% of those kids who live with somebody other than their mother or their father. Could be an aunt, a relative, grandparent, foster care. Just puts a big burden on those families to help provide for them. And year after year, you guys have given us toys that we give to these children to make a wonderful Christmas miracle come true for them, where they probably wouldn't have it any other way. We also have Santa that comes to the building and gives out all the toys to every single kid in our organization. Wow. It's just such a wonderful time of year that could be very challenging for some. And you guys just, you changed the game for them. So
I hope people think of that and donate.
I hope so too. You guys are just amazing for doing this, as is your tribe. You guys give light to kids who just don't have light to give to themselves sometimes. So, we're just so appreciative and we love being a part of it. And we're so grateful.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you guys. And best of luck tomorrow. We're hoping to stop by.
Oh, great.
And Scott are awesome.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Shay, the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley, they do a lot of great work.
Yep.
I don't want to take any credit. It's the tribe who shows up with the money. We could do whatever. We could hang upside down from the, whatever bridge. But, you know, if we don't raise any money, you know. We don't have anything to give. And then, you know, you got people that work at like the Boys and Girls Club that do all that great work with the kids. It's that's important. That's who should get the credit.
Right.
That's motivation.
That's an idea.
We hear the six.
Hang upside down.
What's that?
Hang upside down. That's an idea. Inversion table with headphones on for 20 minutes for $5,000.
Hmm. Did you have to go poopy at any time while you were there?
No. For some reason, when I'm away from my own bathroom, that doesn't happen. But I pee a lot. Yeah,
I feel like that's going to happen, too. I feel like the factory's going to just close.
Oh, yeah. No, it shuts down for the winter. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I come home, it's like, well, get a gangway. Even Marshall dies out of the way.
James in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, I want to know the price on the breath mints.
Price of the breath.
$1 billion.
But these are some breath mints.
Okay,
just so now
we're talking about taking away the chairs. I want to take away the breath mints.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Right. And then here's the kicker: for every $100, you guys got to eat hard-boiled eggs.
No. Ah, no. You're evil.
You won't
evil.
Need the fart spray.
Evil. That's the funny thing about hard-boiled eggs. They're so delightful going in and the opposite going out.
You get them deviled.
Yes.
Little devil.
Oh, deviled eggs. Devil. Oh,
love them.
You know what this hard-boiled egg needs? Mayonnaise.
Yeah. What could you really inspire? Bring this back. Yeah.
All right, James. Thank you, brother. No,
but if you guys put a price on those mints, I'll buy them.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Really wants the mints.
Mm.
Right.
Andre and Derby.
So here's a suggestion. If a certain milestone is reached, then the music gets cranked for one cycle of the song and disco lights get put in there and you guys got to dance.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh. All right, I'm going to write that down.
That's like working at a Cold Stone.
Yeah. Or at least one of you can dance. I think Scott would be into that, at least for that 2.5 minutes, unless, at that point, he wants to strangle you.
It's like a dance-a-thon kind of, dance
just
party.
Just loud music and just a night at the club.
AJ, didn't we do that? There was something one year where when we hit a certain number, you had to, the lights came on in the box.
The strobe light.
And we blew smoke in there. And
yep. It became dance party. Yeah, there was a fog machine and a strobe light.
Maybe
which
we
made
get,
me nauseous.
There you go.
We can get one of the local dispensaries to blow smoke in there for you guys.
Nice. I'm going to box then. Screw that noise.
All right, Mike in Torrington.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. You have an idea for the box?
Yes. I don't know how it would be implemented, but I was listening to if somebody bought out the chairs, and it got even funnier with the breath mint purchase aspect.
Hmm.
Right. If, say, an extra $100 was donated after the chairs, it has to be replaced by one of those big plushy beanbag plush chairs that no matter what you do, it always rolls you both to the center so you're face to face.
Right. Or maybe those big exercise balls.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you guys always end up face to face. And that had me laughing even more when the guy was saying, every $100 a hard boiled egg and buying the breast mints. Right.
Yeah, what a great group of givers we have here calling in.
Very thoughtful.
That's
innovative.
It's creative, it's funny, and it raises money for toys for kids.
Yep.
So
all check all the boxes.
I agree. Yep. Yeah. Good sacrifice for the kids.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Let me say thank you.
Jennifer, wife ordered a Ken costume for me.
Nice. Cool.
And Scott has a Ken costume.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen with that, but
this works.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Frank and Shelton.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Well, my son came up with an idea.
How old is he?
I think he's 8.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep. But you might have just changed it, right, with that Ken costume. He suggested at every milestone, Chaz has to dress up as a clown, and you got to pie Scott in the face. And then every other milestone, you switch. But now that you guys have Ken costumes, you might be able to dress up in your Ken costumes and pie each other in the face.
Mm, what kind of pie?
What kind of pie, Frank?
Pizza.
Whipped cream pie.
Oh, all right. I can do that. Banana cream, I prefer, but I'll take a whipped cream pie to the face.
It's going
to
be so sticky. Right.
Banana cream. He said banana cream, too.
Banana cream. All right. Very good. All right. We're going to write this down.
Chocolate funny.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Frank. And thanks to young Frank.
Yes.
I don't know. Chocolate cream, I don't think is a good look.
Yeah.
I think that's a...
Yeah, you don't want that one. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to look like the chimpanzees at the zoo.
I'd be like, who sneezed?
Right. Yeah. Jennifer ordered me a Barbie costume. What do you think?
I think that's going to be great. Boy.
The Barbie, or should I get the Ken? Does the Barbie get me in trouble?
Do you have the wig?
No.
No?
She's fictional.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
but it should be a high dollar amount for that.
You're just going to need some boobs.
No, that'll get me in trouble.
Yeah, no. You want to stay as manly looking as possible. But that should be for a very, very high dollar mark.
Yeah?
To get into that costume, that's money.
We got, let me see here. Let me read this. This is from Ruth. So Joe, Lumber Joe texted me and said, check your total. You have more than 400.
Nice.
Total is now $1,451.
Booyah!
Big donation from Joe Ceccarelli. $1,000. Thank you, Joe.
Wow.
He's
incredible every year.
His heart is bigger than his wallet, I'll tell you. Mushmouth gave $50 yesterday, another $50 today.
Nice.
Some other names. Michelle gave $100. Danielle gave $100. Kevin gave $25. Maris gave $75. Anthony gave $50. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Oh, Heidi Voigt just sent me a picture of her and her husband. Oh, no. Nope. I thought it was her and her husband. It's the actual people in the Barbie movie. What's her face?
Oh, wow.
What's her
face? Margot Robbie.
Yes. And what's
kidding.
And the other guy.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Yes. Damn.
Yeah. You should both have to stand up wearing rollerblades. Thanks, Heidi.
Oh. Go through the side of the box.
Yeah. And then we could have Griffin Hospital sponsor it.
Right. Have the ambulance come by.
Mary, Long Island.
Hi.
Don't sound so happy.
When you buy something, give your extra change in a can or something to collect.
Right.
Or people bring in the recyclable cans to a recycle place to collect the change.
Okay, I like that.
Right.
So
yeah,
even if you just have spare change laying around, here's a way you could put it to use.
Yeah,
great.
That's true.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Mary, thank you so much.
I'm happy to give an idea. Thank you.
I appreciate your idea. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. Awesome.
You know, I should mention these donations, like Joe Ceccarelli donated $1,000. So he's in 10 chances for tickets to see Bon Jovi, Madison Square Garden, and Journey, Farewell, and Hartford.
Oh, awesome.
Every $100 donation. So Michelle's in for a chance. Danielle's in for a chance. Now that Mushmouth donated 50, one day 50, another, he's in for a chance.
Boom.
Scott the Garbage Man.
Oh, yes. I want to put a little twist on it.
Sure.
Every time you lose an item, somebody could bid this to give it back to you guys.
Oh, buy it back.
Yeah.
Or we could buy it. So I could buy it back.
Right.
But that kind of defeats the purpose. That would be tough for someone if they like gave $5,000 for us to lose something, then we got it back.
But then you'd have to pay $5,000 to get it back. So that item would actually make $10,000.
I got what you're saying. Okay. So that he's one item makes $10,000. He's on to something here.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So all right.
Each item, because if you lose all the items, then they have nothing else to bid on. So you get the items back, they could bid on it over and over again.
Love it. Going to write it down. We're going to talk about all this after the show today, and we'll have it figured out by tomorrow. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Lisa in Westport.
Good morning.
I don't like this tone here. I don't like the tone.
To be friendly.
You're too happy.
A lot of coffee. This is kind of the opposite of what Andre suggested. What if people paid a certain dollar amount to actually turn off the song one time?
Oh, like to throw us a favor.
Like to help
we
you.
We did that in the past where the song went dead for a minute.
So like relief.
You're buying a pause, a relief, yes, a break.
Pick $500, the song stops for one time.
What do you guys all think of that?
Yeah, but who'd want to help you, you know?
I don't mind. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Who wants to help us?
Yeah.
This has been like 6-7 years in the making. Like, when's Chaz going to go in the box? No one's going to want to buy me relief.
Yeah, they
$500
though. Maybe they'll take pity on you.
It's $500 though in the can.
What do you mean?
In other words, you know, that they're shutting the music off for like, you know, a minute or the length of one song length, and it's $500. If the song's going back on again.
Is that how much it was, $500?
Yeah. Well, no, it was like $100 back then, but okay. If you want to do $500.
Listen to you.
What? I'm trying to help you.
It was $100 for me, but $500 for you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're trying to raise money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
It's all about the kids.
It's all about, it really is.
It's all about the kids.
Sue in Cheshire. Hi, Sue.
Yes, hi.
Sue?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. What about instead of regular eggs, how about pickled eggs?
Oh, they're going to be in there for a while.
Evil.
Gassy foods.
Evil.
Gassy foods like broccoli, cabbage, pickled cauliflower.
Mm. Yeah, there's only one portal
like that.
Yeah, it's funny what cabbage does to you.
Yeah, you might be filling the box.
I could see why it like grows in a swamp.
Yeah, we're going to call it fill the bowl instead.
A little asparagus.
Right.
Yep, you'll be creating your own swamp. It'll be wonderful.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Good
swamp
luck.
Ass.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good luck.
Won't be able to see you guys. It'll be green in there. It's a cloud of green.
I can't see them. I can't see
I did
them.
The math for you, Chaz. So the song Barbie Girl by Aqua is 3 minutes and 29 seconds long. Okay. Oh. So 3 minutes, 29 seconds. How many times can you play that in 24 hours? 844 times.
Wow.
It's the amount of times you're going to hear Barbie Girl. So Aqua is also going to be psyched. Because that's more plays than they've probably gotten
the entire time they had the song.
That's right. Yeah.